Ordinance is adopted. Next item, please.
Item 511, accept the report on status of the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Lagoon Reconstruction Phase 3 and 4, project number E07146, from the Chief Engineer.
Why don't we just continue this item, Commissioner Fish?
Mayor, I'm
just kidding.
Thank you. This will be the most patient city employee ever.
Mayor, I think this is going to win an award someday for the most postponed report in the history. And I beg your indulgence. It's been a long day, and it's going to be a longer afternoon. But this is a very important update, and Bill Ryan has been prepared now on several council sessions to present it. And if we could give him the indulgence of making this presentation, I would appreciate
it. Well, I expect it to be a phenomenal presentation. There's been a lot of buildup. Thank you. Welcome, and thank you for your patience. You have been very patient.
And thank you. I'm sure I will not be able to comply with the excellent presentation. We're talking about a status report for the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Lagoon Reconstruction Phase 3 and 4. The Triangle Lagoon is a very important part of the treatment process at Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant. Digested solids from the treatment process are stored in the lagoon until they can be dried and trucked to eastern Oregon, where they are used as fertilizer to improve the dry land grasses used for feeding cattle. The lagoons have been in service for over 40 years. We're rehabilitating the lagoon and installing a new polyethylene liner system to assure 40 more years of continuous service. Just to kind of put you in context of where we're located, at the top of the slide are Smith and Bybee Lakes, and they lie to the west of the site. At the bottom of the slide is Heron Lakes Golf Club, lying to the east of the site. And on the left-hand side of the slide is the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant, and that lies south of the lagoon site. We are reconstructing the lagoon in phases, and this has been going on for several years, starting in 2002. It is necessary to do it in phases in order to keep at least a portion of the lagoon available at all times and in continuous operation. The current phase is the lining of the North Lagoon, which is about 15 acres of the total 39-acre site. The South Lagoon, which at this point you can see has no water in it, was completed in 2014. One thing that we learned when completing the Southern Lagoon in Phase 2 was that there is extreme variability in both the volume and the consistency of the biosolids within the lagoon.
That is about the most sanitized version of that statement I've ever heard.
Well, it gets worse. Here's several pictures showing the difference in consistency, and you can see that the biosolids vary from a fluid consistency to that of a dried cake that you could almost walk on. The volume, I mentioned the volume, also varied considerably, and that is because the lagoons are in continuous operation. We're constantly pumping biosolids into the lagoon and then dredging biosolids back out of the lagoon in order to further dry it and place it in trucks for trucking out to eastern Oregon. The presentation for the authorizing ordinance, the presentation for the authorizing ordinance for this contract was given to council in June of 2015. Scott Gibson described the likelihood of the wide variation in cost that was associated with that variation we expected in both consistency and volume of biosolids. Scott described that he expected the cost of this work would vary from $9.3 million to as much as $13.6 million. So here we are, we're a little bit more than a year into the construction project and have completed work to further assess the amount of variability or the actual variability. We've made adjustments to the contract to reflect what we've discovered in that year. To put it in context, here's a comparison. On the left-hand side, you see the engineer's estimate. This is a projected estimate based on our current, what we've learned about the volume of materials in the lagoon. The second bar from the left is our current contract, including the changes that we're talking about here that have already occurred, increasing the contract by about $1.5 million. The third bar from the left is our projection of the second bidder's bid from way back in 2015. And to the very far right is our projection of what it would cost had we just decided to rebid the project rather than work with the contractor on this. So there are still unknown conditions that exist. We will still be pumping into and out of the lagoon. We've got 2.5 to 3 more years of work out there, so there is still some risk. One of the risks we're concerned about is the subgrade, how soft the soils are when we get down to the bottom of the lagoon. The last thing we have to do before we can start using the lagoon again is to put in that polyethylene plastic liner. So we're taking steps to try and minimize the amount of variation we have before the end of the contract. We're making continual estimates, re-estimates of the volume of biosolids ahead of us. We're looking at different options for where the biosolids are disposed of. And we're looking at alternative methods for treating the bottom of the lagoon if indeed we get there and it's too soft to construct the liner on.
Just without getting too technical, because it might be a bad answer, but why is the amount of biosolid variable?
We're constantly pumping into it and we're constantly dredging out of it. The biosolids, if you think of what happens if you were to pump a bunch of semi-fluid material into a pond, what you have is several feet of almost clear water, and then it gets considerably stiffer and thicker with depth. So where they're dredging, what portion of the pond they're dredging in, yeah. They're either taking out thin stuff or they're taking out very thick stuff. So
thank you.
That presentation got better with time. So thank you for your patience.
Thank you for your patience and your hard work. Is there any public testimony on this item?
You had signed up weeks ago, Star. Did you still want to? Okay. I guess.
Very good. Colleagues, any further?
Me and Mimi left. Sorry. Yeah.
So colleagues, any further discussion?
Second.
We have a motion and we have a second. Please call the roll.
Fish.
Thank you for that outstanding presentation, and I think you've made it crystal clear that this is an area of our work where we can make best guesstimates about certain of the variables, but because of the conditions, it's very difficult for us to know really what we're dealing with until we're in the area and we're doing the excavation. And I appreciate also the chart that showed the various alternative approaches and making clear that the approach that we've taken is still a cost-effective one. So thank you. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
I hope you won't be offended if I say that was surprisingly interesting. good job on both the presentation and explaining it so carefully. Aye.
Wheeler?
Thank you. Aye.
The ordinance is adopted, or the report is